This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor.
I sat down with Andrea Fisher to find out what local public offerings are returning to Hollyhock on Cortez Island.
What is your role here at Hollyhock?
I am the Canvas Director. So I am in a role that's similar to General Manager or Operations Manager. I'm responsible for the 47-acre campus here at Hollyhock, which is all of our departments, including the restaurant, the guest accommodations, the garden, our infrastructure and maintenance, and our retail and bodywork.
How do you describe Hollyhock?
Hollyhock is a learning center where our guests come and attend programs. So they stay with us, they have all their meals with us, and they experience the natural land of Cortez and our campus and our trails. Our mission is for them to come and have an experience here that then they can take into the world and have some sort of social impact. So we have a diverse range of programming, which is sometimes in the creative arts or leadership programming, also any social impact programming with anti-racism, climate change. We have a variety of offerings here at Hollyhock.
Wow. And where do your students come from?
They come from all over. We did some research in 2019, and the majority of them come from Western Canada. So we didn't have as much of an impact through the pandemic with our programming with our guests as much as we did with our facilitators are more international. But the majority of our guests come from Western Canada, although they definitely come from all over as well.
So during the pandemic, you still had programming and most of your students were coming domestically from other parts of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And even before that, in 2019, most of our program guests were from Western Canada. We didn't do much programming in 2020 and 2021 because of the restrictions and limitations on gathering. So we couldn't put a group of people in the same space for them to be able to learn together. So we advanced our virtual options online.
How have things changed over the past couple of years during the pandemic and now currently that affect locals?
I think we really strengthened our relationships with the local community during the pandemic because we have so much space and so much infrastructure that we want to share and we want to be offering those learning opportunities and experiences to everyone. And because we weren't hosting guests, we wanted to focus on using our spaces for local community meetings. And then recently we just hosted a coffee house, which had music and poetry. That's something that we used to do quite often. So I love to just remind locals just to come to the campus, enjoy going down to the beach, come into the garden, go through the trails. This campus is open for everyone to experience. And then throughout the summer, we also offer our presenter evenings. So for every program that we have in the season, each of those facilitators offers one night where they do a condensed version of what they're teaching here or what they're inspired by. Those are free to locals or just guests of Cortez Island. Our presenter evenings are offered by donation, and any of the donations that we receive from the participants in that evening go towards our island scholarships. So Hollyhock, as a nonprofit organization, we're able to fundraise for our scholarship program, and we specify funds specifically for Cortez Islanders to attend our programming. So we call them commuters. If they live on Cortez, they don't need to stay here. They can choose what meals they want to opt in and out for. And then we support the program tuition for them to be able to attend the sessions through that offering. And I just encourage everyone to apply for them. It's very easy. You find the program you want to go to. You go to the registration. And then there's an opportunity to click yes for scholarship and a pretty short application to fill out your reasoning why you're asking for financial assistance. And then we're really excited to just have locals in our programming for our experience, but also for the experience that they share with our guests.
You have an amazing kitchen here. It's delicious. Are you offering meals to the public this summer?
Yeah, we will be offering meals to the public this summer. We just opened yesterday and we are full with our program guests right now. So our kitchen team is just getting back into the swing of things and then they can give us a call and make a reservation.
Is there any specific program, anything you're very excited about that the locals might specifically be interested in?
I get asked about programming quite often, and often my favorite program is the current program that we're hosting because I see the experience that people are having in the moment. One program that I've been trying to get to is Kim Haxton's program. She's an Indigenous leader and she teaches a leadership program at Hollyhock, and that's the one that I would like to go to. We also have local presenters. We have Namchi that does a body rolling program. We have Bill Opoff, who's been with Hollyhock for 29 seasons. He's offering two programs this year. He's a naturalist. We also partner with Misty Isle Adventures, so people can get out on the water, and a kayaking program as well with Kai Harvey.
You just mentioned a couple of real installations that people are probably familiar with at Hollyhock, some of the offerings and some of the local presenters. One that really stands out to me is Island Rhythm. We haven't had live music and we haven't had these artists come to visit us the past couple of years. Will Gordy Ryan and his band be returning?
Yeah, Gordy and Zoe will be coming to Hollyhock in 2022. We missed hosting their 30th anniversary celebration because of the pandemic, but they will be here hosting their song and dance of the drum program from July 27th to the 31st. And we're all really excited to have that on campus.
Excellent. And if people want to find out what is happening very currently this week, next week, this month at Hollyhock, offerings like the presenter evenings, how can they access that information?
Mm-hmm. So posters at the Co-op, Bertha's, the Museum, the Gorge, Squirrel Cove, you can check there. Also, I post them on Tideline. So always keep your eye peeled to the Tideline because that's where the goods will be. And they can just stop by campus anytime to see what's happening. Otherwise, our program calendar is available online at hollyhock.ca.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.